A Level Mathematics Probability Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to this A-Level Mathematics Study Podcast on Probability. I'm here to guide you through one of the most important topics in your EdExcel specification. Whether you're revising for your exams or learning this for the first time, I promise to make probability clear, practical, and dare I say it, even enjoyable.
Probability is all about quantifying uncertainty. It's how we turn vague ideas like maybe or probably into precise mathematical statements. And here's the thing. Examiners absolutely love this topic because it tests everything at once. Your ability to read carefully, translate words into mathematics, choose the right model, and communicate your reasoning step by step.
Today, we'll cover the core concepts you need to master, walk through exam technique, highlight the mistakes that lose marks, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's dive in.
Let's start with the fundamentals. Probability is always a number between 0 and 1. 0 means impossible, 1 means certain, and everything else is somewhere in between. The probability of an event A is calculated as the number of favorable outcomes divided by the total number of possible outcomes. That's your starting point. Now, set notation is crucial. You need to be fluent in the language of sets. The union symbol, that's the U shape, means or, either event A happens or event B happens or both. The intersection symbol, that upside-down U, means and, both events happen together. And the complement, written as A prime, means not A, everything except A. Examiners will give you marks just for writing these symbols correctly in your working. Venn diagrams are your best friend for visualizing probability. Draw a rectangle for your sample space, circles for your events, and label the regions carefully. The overlap is your intersection. The combined area is your union. Everything outside is the complement. If a question gives you probabilities, you can work backwards to fill in the Venn diagram and then read off any probability they ask for. Now let's talk about conditional probability. This is where many candidates lose marks. P of A given B written with that vertical line means the probability of A happening when we already know B has happened. The formula is P of A intersection B divided by P of B. Think of it as zooming in on the B circle and asking what fraction of that circle is also in A. It's not the same as P of A intersection B. That's a really common mistake.
Independence is another key idea. Two events are independent if knowing one happened doesn't change the probability of the other. Mathematically, A and B are independent if P of A intersection B equals P of A times P of B. Or equivalently, if P of A given B equals P of A, you must check this numerically. Don't just assume events are independent because they sound unrelated. Examiners will ask you to explain why events A and B are not independent, and you need to show the calculation.
Tree diagrams are brilliant for multi-stage experiments. Draw branches for each stage, label each branch with its probability, and multiply along the branches to get the probability of a combined outcome. If you want the probability of A then B, you multiply P of A times P of B given A. The key is to read the question carefully to see if probabilities change at the second stage. That's conditional probability in action.
Now let's move to probability distributions. The binomial distribution models the number of successes in a fixed number of independent trials. You need three things: N, the number of trials, P, the probability of success on each trial, and X, the random variable counting successes. The notation is X follows binomial N, P. Your calculator can find probabilities like P of X equals 3 or P of X less than or equal to 5. Make sure you know how to use the binomial functions on your calculator. That's non-negotiable. The normal distribution is continuous and symmetric. It's defined by two parameters, mu, the mean, and sigma, the standard deviation. The notation is X follows normal mu, sigma squared. Notice that's sigma squared, the variance, not sigma. A common error is writing the standard deviation when the question asks for variance or vice versa. To use your calculator's normal functions, you often need to standardize first. The formula is Z equals X minus mu divided by sigma. This converts your variable into a standard normal variable with mean 0 and standard deviation 1. When a question asks you to find an unknown mean or standard deviation, you'll set up an equation using the inverse normal function. This is a method mark, so show you're working clearly.
One more thing, continuity corrections. When you approximate a discrete binomial distribution with a continuous normal distribution, you must adjust the boundaries. If you want P of X equals 10, you actually calculate p of 9.5 less than x less than 10.5. If you want p of x greater than or equal to 10, you use p of x greater than 9.5. Missing the continuity correction will lose you marks every single time. Right, let's talk exam technique. Probability questions are usually worth between 4 and 8 marks, and they expect you to show full working. Even if you can do it in your head, write it down. Examiners award method marks for correct processes, even if your final answer is wrong. Always write down your calculator inputs. If the question asks for p of x less than 50, where x follows normal 45, 16, write lower equals negative infinity, upper equals 50, mu equals 45, sigma equals 4, before you write the answer. That's a method mark secured. For at least one questions, use the complement. P of at least 1 equals 1 minus p of none. It's faster and less error-prone than adding up multiple probabilities. When asked to explain why events are not independent, you must show numbers. Calculate p of A intersection B, then calculate p of A times p of B, and state that they're not equal. Just saying they're related won't earn the mark. Watch out for the difference between p of A or B and p of A given B. The word or means union. The word given means conditional probability. Read the question twice. And finally, units in context. If the question is about time in minutes, your answer should be in minutes. If it asks for a probability, your answer should be between 0 and 1, not a percentage, unless specifically requested. Okay, quick fire quiz time. I'll ask a question, pause briefly, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What does P of A union B mean in words? The probability that A or B or both occur. Question 2. If P of A equals 0.4, what is P of A prime? 0.6, because probabilities sum to 1. Question 3. What is the formula for conditional probability P of A given B? P of A intersection B divided by P of B. Question 4. How do you check if events A and B are independent? Check if P of A intersection B equals P of A times P of B. Question 5. What is the standardization formula for a normal distribution? Z equals X minus mu divided by sigma. Question 6. What continuity correction do you apply for P of X greater than or equal to 10 when approximating with a normal distribution? Use P of X greater than 9.5. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up. Probability is about precision. Learn your set notation, master Venn and tree diagrams, understand the difference between intersection and conditional probability, and know when to use binomial versus normal distributions. Always show you're working, write down calculator inputs, and check for independence numerically when asked. The examiners are looking for candidates who can translate real-world scenarios into mathematical models, apply the correct formulas, and communicate their reasoning clearly. That's how you earn full marks. Practice is key. Work through past papers, check the mark schemes, and learn from your mistakes. Probability rewards careful, methodical thinking. Thanks for listening, and best of luck with your exams. You've got this.